You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We have Red Sox relief pitcher Liam Hendricks. He is getting his microphone on. Liam, appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
So obviously for you, this is sort of a crossroads of your personal life, your professional life, where you are, the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber. As most people probably know, but you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2023?
December 22, started treatment in 23, but yeah.
Okay.
Close enough.
And for your experience, like, how shocking was that for you as a professional athlete who probably thought you're in great shape? And
I mean, if you look at the end of my season in 22, you could say, hey, something's probably wrong, because I was yep. limping around and I couldn't bend my arm and I couldn't stand up straight. So initially I had some lumps pop onto my neck, and the first time I remember, like, clearly remember noticing it was May of 22. So I was the middle of the season. I got some blood work done in May. Came back completely clean. So they're like, oh, it could be stress. It could be any number of things. It could just be an inflamed lymphatic system. But I was like, yeah, we can give you some antibiotics. I'm like, yeah, I don't really like antibiotics during the season. It just makes you feel a little odd. And trying to pitch at a high intensity makes it a little bit more difficult. And then in November, I rolled around and was like, hey, can I still get those pills? I'm like, yeah, if you're still around now, you should probably go get checked out. And that's how the ball started rolling. And before I even got, like, they told me it was lymphoma or lymphoma adjacent or right around there, I'd already started Googling it and had pretty much come to terms with this as a possibility. And then the only real shocking or the bit that made it a little bit wary was when I got told what type of lymphoma it was. So it's technically called follicular lymphoma because there's 82 different variations of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
And 82. So 82. Wow. 82. There's 82 of them and two of Hodgkin's. And as I'm doing that, I was like, okay, I know which ones are the good ones, which ones are the bad ones. I had technically an incurable one, but it was a non-aggressive, slow-moving type. So as far as the treatment plans go, it was a doable treatment plan. And then every step of the way, it was not like a bang, oh, you've got lymphoma, oh, it's stage four, oh, it's this. It was, okay, well, it's this. Well, you got no other symptoms, so we're assuming it's stage two. Had a CT scan, my neck lit up like a little, like a pearl necklace that I was wearing around there.
Wow.
And then they're like, ah, okay, it's definitely stage two. Let's get a PET scan done. Had the PET scan done, and it was all throughout. I looked like a Dalmatian on the scans, and then it turned into stage four. And luckily, my oncologist was a cancer survivor herself. She had leukemia, and when she told me I had stage four cancer, it was, you have stage four, but I'm not worried. And that was probably the biggest boon in a couple of words that I've ever experienced in my life.
So to be a professional athlete, to be a Major League Baseball pitcher, to make it to the highest level of a sport you've always played and wanted to, you know, little boy's game, you know, big man sport, you have to have a certain focus and a certain intensity about it. Were you able to sort of like bring your discipline and effort that you applied to your career over to treatment and getting better?
Oh, without a doubt. I think it's, you had that determination to do it. Luckily, I had a fantastic support system. My parents were over at the time with my my sister and my brother-in-law as well, but my wife was my rock. She was at every single meeting, every single appointment, every single treatment. She was there at every single step of the way. And actually, now she's on the board of a Lymphoma Research Foundation and actively going out there and making the world a better place as far as research and grants to doctors and all this sort of stuff. So it's Yeah, we've both dove headfirst, and this is look, you're not defined by cancer, but you can do a lot of good if you are willing to talk about it, willing to have these conversations. And look, nothing's ever off bars with me as far as my cancer journey goes, because look, you do different avenues, and whether it be like something like this, or whether it be the meet and greets I do on the field, or whether it be doing the Cubs telethon I did a couple of weeks ago, it is all about getting the most ears on it, because one little tidbit of advice can help someone immensely throughout the journey. And every avenue you do, you can kind of go through different people that can completely change their lives, completely change the way they're viewing treatment and going for it.
So you said incurable. So what does that mean in terms of...
So it means I go into remission. Okay. So like certain cancers are able to be cured. So you are cancer-free. I am in remission. There is a chance. But like in saying that, most of the time, most of the people who get diagnosed with what I had, 65 years old and over. So when I Googled follicular lymphoma, yeah, the survival rate is a little bit lower. But as my oncologist told me, yeah, it's because most 65-year-olds, it's not necessarily the cancer. They are, end up being cured, but the effects of chemo, the effects of radiation, the effects of the treatment plan can negatively affect their health in the long run. And because they're a little bit older, their immune systems don't have that bounce back.
Have you told any teammates, you know, current players, whatever, like, hey, they, you know, something's wrong, you know, go get screened. Have you, you know, advocating for making sure people take better care of themselves, or at least just always being on the right side of the information regarding your body, your health, et cetera?
Without a doubt. And that's not just in terms of cancer. That could be in terms of physical injuries. It could be in terms of just, oh, you've got, you're a little bit run down and it's now lingered for a little bit. Hey, just go get a blood test, go get some stuff checked out. And like, don't have that, like the male pride. Don't let that get in the way of anything, whether it be the colorectal scans that are, better increasing because of the increase in colorectal cancers that are coming up, especially through young adults. It's go get checked. I mean, no, it's always better to know the information rather than not, whether that be on the field, whether that be in your personal life, whether that be in anything. It's always nice to know what's going on, because, yeah, that little thing, instead of gutting through something and trying to white knuckle it through, yeah, there may be something you can do to switch things up a little bit that it just drastically improves your life.
You mentioned the meet and greets. Obviously, there's such an entwinement between the Red Sox, the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, Garrett Whitlock is the team captain, one of your bullpen mates. What are those like when you get to, whether it's spring training and the trips they bring down there, or just meet and greets? What is that like when you get to talk to kids and sort of, you know, you're...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
A wow, right? You're a Major League Baseball player. You're a wow to them. What is that like?
It's actually quite selfish of me to be doing these things. It's because I get a lot more. I feel like I get a lot from it. Whether it just be talking to people, whether it be, I always ask side effects. Oh, what treatment plans are we on? Oh, do you have neuropathy? Did you gain weight? Did you lose your hair? Like all these little things that sometimes people who haven't gone through it, they're a little bit nervous to ask. What I've found over the course of it is the more you ask, the more comfortable you get with it. And then you're able to talk about it. And talking about it, I was just saying to JP, our PR guy, it is all about, like, you need to remove the stigma from the words cancer, chemotherapy, radiation, tumor, treatment, anything like that.
They're scary words.
It's like Voldemort. Yep. You just don't want to say it. So, like, the more you say it, the less weight it holds, and the more you're able to attack things, and the more you're willing to talk about it, and the more you talk about it, it's great. But, yeah, talking about it with people that come out on the field, whether it be through the Jimmy Fund, whether it be through the Hendrix Heroes program that we do, whether it be in Boston, whether it be on the road with different hospitals and all that sort of stuff, it's always fascinating hearing people's stories about how they got diagnosed. What were the symptoms? Why did you end up going to get treatment? How's it all going? How's your mindset? the one thing I always stress to people is don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. That was a bit of advice that I got from Jameson Taillon when he was going through testicular cancer. It was, he got a text from Chad Bettis who had gone through it previously, and it was just the same thing. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. He told me that, and then I think 3 or 4 days later, I was throwing bullpens in between treatment plans because that's what was my happy place. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do, whether I want to go for a run, whether it take the dog for a walk, whether it be just sit on the couch and read a book or do something. But whatever makes you happy that's going to kind of remove you from where you are right now, because if you sit there and dwell on it, it's only going to spiral. And like every oncologist I've ever spoken to has been, the optimism, the positive outlook has been one of the biggest things that you cannot necessarily kind of track how it goes, but it is such a beneficial term.
I wasn't sure if I could have pegged Giolito for a Star Wars guy and you as a Harry Potter guy, but...
I mean, let's be honest. I was at Fan Expo when the team was on the road.
Oh, wow.
So I was out there meeting John Cena. I met DJ Qualls, who was awesome.
There nice.
Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen. There was... I'm a little bit of a... I get into all that sort of stuff, whether it be fantasy books, graphic novels, all that sort of stuff. So that's kind of my escape from baseball and being the machismo male.
So are you... I know there's a debate on this. Are you a dork? Are you a nerd? Do you characterize,
I don't like
yourself
to classify terms.
I was gonna say, dude, the guy was just telling you about how you don't define things.
I'm just
open
asking.
Up to your happiness.
I just want people to be happy, enjoy themselves, because be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
Well, that's a good one.
Australian podcast one that I've taken from a guy called Dylan Buckley who played Aussie Rules. But yeah, be yourself. Wait, everyone is taken.
Dan Ball, can you write that one down? Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
If T-shirts, maybe.
Constantly be someone else. You're not comfortable with yourself. I went through this in high school, an in-betweener. I wasn't one of the kind of prototypical cool kids, and I refused to be one of the guys who actually acknowledged me as a club, and that's one of my biggest regrets.
Same, but I could never throw a baseball faster than 57 miles an hour. So
I didn't in high school too much either.
No way.
I think I was 84, 85 in high school.
Has anyone told you, by the way, I'm not in charge of the hiring for NESN and WEM Beyond, but like the broadcast career is calling. You probably still have many years left, hopefully, in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm hoping not calling that often right now, because as a 36-year-old cancer survivor who's recovering from TJ and hasn't pitched very much in the last 3 years, it makes it a little difficult, and I want to continue this thing going on for a little bit. But it's definitely potentially in my plans. I know that for me, it's I know who I am, so I don't think I'd be very good at a specific team, because I would get very biased and or jaded. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it's doing something as far as a little bit more different teams every week kind of thing, kind of like what AJ Pacinski or John Smoltz or anything all those guys do.
Did you hear that? So he's angling for a national job. He doesn't want to be local. He wants a national gig.
But next thing you know, you start your own podcast feed. Somebody picks you up. You're aligned with an underdog. And wham.
For a podcast, I am too flighty.
I know, because you always have to do it regularly. Oh, it's Tuesday morning at 10. Where's the Hendrix cast?
Exactly. But you give me a microphone, I'll figure it out.
We've noticed. All right, Liam, we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate everything you do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.